Yeah, so it's been 2 weeks. I'm not exactly sure. I mean, I know we'll be holding more or less, but I'm not in the flow of this at all. Probably the hardest thing I've ever learned, even harder than Aboitiz Elokim anyway.
No,
we're
it's been
on down.
interesting, but it's interesting. It's good to just go through it.
No,
Hey,
no,
it's
it's a
still,
schmuck. It resonates. It's very nice.
yeah.
It's hard.
Yeah, it's hard. It's a hard, it's a hard one to get.
Okay, so Dugma Dalit of the seductions, the blandishments that they call of the Yetzer Hara is put the Yetzer Avodah Hashem rak person. The Yetzer Hara gets a person to serve Hashem just in private, so that you don't come to okay, translate tzius, but we'll see from the context that you don't. They don't come to like showing off to being like showing off, because the one before that we saw was a long one. Oh no, that was Dugma Gimel to get you to serve Hashem without kavana. Base was avoid Hashem kadesh just covered or it. Okay. This is kind of like the opposite of this one. Yeah, the Yetzer Hara is not going to get you to serve Hashem in order to get covered and public acclaim. On the contrary, it's going to get you to do the opposite. So let's see how this unfolds. The Yetzer Hara is going to get you to serve Hashem in order to get covered. He starts becoming like he becomes your balmut, he becomes your magiach. He starts giving you tochoch, he becomes a mochiach. And he tries to get you this way, he tries to take you this way by telling you to keep yourself very far away from showing off. And he says to you like this: Avim Toivadas Shalem. Is that Tzvius ad hakotze miachron? You have an English translation there? I'd love to know how you translate the word Tzviut.
Just hold on, because I was looking at the wrong thing. Just hold on. I'll find it for you. You can carry on. Chiyot, sorry, I was just walking around with the kids, so my book's half opened, half not. Just hold on 1 second. It's impossible at the moment. Every time I open the book, this guy just grabs
Okay,
the
fine. We'll get there. We'll get there. When you're ready, just tell me what he says.
okay.
Meantime, we'll go with the context, but I'd like to have a proper translation of that word. Okay. And he tells you that your avodah is not going to be sholem in any way until you distance yourself totally, mamash, mamash, to the extreme. You can't distance yourself from tviyut. You know, we're going to have to find out what this word means there. You have to hide all your good deeds. You have to show them the opposite of what you have inside of yourself. Give some examples. Kashet tfilo when you daven, the cat says tfiloscho, the kolaevsha, gloira lecher, shincha mit palel, barotsoin, ube his monstrous. When you daven, make your davening quick, 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 and no one will see on you that you're davening with kavana, with rotson, with intent. Because it tirts a lil boit, is a chokhma, is boided levotko. You want to learn some Torah, you want to learn some chokhma, go learn on your own. No one else knows that you're learning. No one else in town knows that you learned Torah ever. You have to hide it only from the boy who does the Yidbol know. Don't show any good midas on yourself. You serve Hashem, you look, you should show. Obviously, the Yetzer is not telling you to do this, but it should look to the outside world that you're lazy and it's heavy. So you shouldn't get a good name. You don't want anybody saying any good things about you because then you'll lose your reward. Don't give anybody tochocha that they should stop doing bad or they should do good. Don't reveal your wisdom. Don't teach anybody, because if you start teaching, people will see that you know something. There should be no signs of Yirat Shamayim or any signs that you're an Eved Hashem, in order that people won't honor you because of that. It reminds me of the Hasidic stories of the hidden tzaddik. You know, everyone thought he was a big drunk and he was a nobody and whatever, and it turned out that he was like the God Lad or whatever. Not sure where there's room for that in Torah, but that's what was called the hidden tzaddik. Well, that's what reminds me of is those kind of stories. And he continues. It's quite an interesting Yetzer Hara, this. In order for your excitement, your alacrity of hiding all your good deeds from everybody should be sholem. You should hang out with all different types of people. You should behave like them. You should go into the street, find people, behave like them, conduct your ways in their ways, walk in their ways. Sometimes you talk seriously, sometimes you speak jokingly. Don't guard yourself too much from lies and from making shvuas. Join them for eating and drinking. Spend your time standing around talking nonsense. You know, hang out with them in the pubs and in the restaurants, whatever, sit around talking nonsense. Make sure that you joke, do a lot of letzonos with them. Speak Lashon Hara, mamash, come across like you're the worst person in town, so that there's not a havamina, everyone will ever think that you're a tzaddik. That no one in town is going to call you a tzaddik. That's the goal. You don't want people to know what a big tzaddik you are. So what's going to happen? So we can already guess, because we know the famous chinuch. Say for chinuch there in Pesach, in the halacha of not breaking the bone on Pesach. From a mitzvah tesvav, maybe lo zochet tezayin, lo zochet where it is. It's in there at the beginning of the chinuch. We talked about the itza that you can't break the bone of the korban Pesach. There, the famous yisod of the chinuch is halavavos hoyulchin achar hapulos, that a person's drawn after what he does. He says that a person can be a tzadi gomo. If you start doing ma'isim lo toivim, even if he's forced, he doesn't want to. The memshala, the king forces him to do ma'isim lo toivim, eventually become a rosh gomel, and the hefach also. Since the hearts are drawn after the pulois, if a person is a rosh gomel, will start doing good deeds. Won't be good. He just starts doing good things. He starts doing a bit there, but there, whatever. Lat lat, he'll become a tzadi gomel. There's a shtek that's mefurish in the chinuch, that idea. So we already see here where the Yates is going with us. The guy's a big tzaddik. He's already survived all the blandishments of the Yates. He's got to Mamash Darga 4, Dugma 4, and now he's coming to you to tell you you're a big tzaddik. There's no question, and it's good to be a tzaddik, and you should be a tzaddik, but to be a real, real tzaddik, no one's allowed to know that you're a tzaddik. If you have to hide everything you do and come across like you're not a tzaddik. So you can see where that's going to go to. He's going to start doing bad things. Eventually, he will be drawn off to that. And that's what he says, yeah, v'im tishma b'kol yitzuchot, t'kabel latz, v'tkabel. It's a tzosezu. Teired mata mata. You'll start listening to the Eitzahara, you're on a downward spiral. The lorak is ha-mitzvahs tachdel melekai. Not only won't you be keeping the mitzvahs, even one's emuna will eventually be taken away. You won't even notice it. You won't even feel it's happening, but the next thing you'll know, you'll see where you are. Because that's the way it is. The way we behave, that's who we are ultimately. If a person's very, very stingy, he can sit at home and meditate about being generous the whole day. Nothing's going to change. He'll go outside and give some poor guy a penny, it'll change him. That's why the Rambam says, interesting halacha. Rambam says, if a person's got $100, let's say, is it better to give one person $100 or to give 100 people $1? Rambam says, it's better to give 100 people $1 because you just did 100 maisim of tzedakah. And since it's the maisim that build who we are, you become greater every time you give one person a dime, another one a dollar, another one a dollar, another dollar. You're building big muscles in becoming a bold stalker. You gave $100, it's a big amount. Nachon, aval you only did one mice at stalker. That's the, based on this, you saw again, that what we do ultimately is what determines who we are. And there's more to it than that, aval, just for what we need for you. So how are you going to deal with this Yetzara? How do you come to tell me, you're coming to tell me that you've come to help me in order to conquer my enemy? You're doing the opposite. Not just you're not helping me. You're not helping me, but you're helping my enemy to defeat me. By means of that, you're fighting against me. You're coming to weaken me. You're coming to take away the basis that I stand on. You're coming to attack me. Well, why should I listen to you and flee from a little fire and jump into a big fire? The Yetzirah has got a good time here. So you're going to go do things and you're going to get covered. You're supposed to be fleeing from covered. So that's, I'm just helping you to find ways to flee from covered. So that time of the Yetzer has to be addressed as well. All right. Kol ha-sibah sh'ani borech me'akovod, me'avos appeals to v'akovod, ha'ini b'lei sh'ani choyshesh, v'shtadlim tochein b'ene b'nei Adam, and then they should oived es Hashem. Why do I flee from publicizing my deeds, and why do I flee from covered? Because I'm concerned that I'll start serving Hashem, not to serve Hashem, but to win favor. That's why I'm hiding from COVID. You think it's even worse. I'm fleeing from COVID because I don't want to serve Hashem because I'm trying to get fame, I'm trying to get COVID. You're trying to get me to win favor with people, but not serving Hashem. What's worse, serving Hashem and getting covered, or not serving Hashem in order to get covered? So that's exactly what the Yetzer is offering him here. He's offering you to at the end of the day, you're going to win favor in the eyes of these people that you're hanging out with, and you're doing all these non-tzaddikim things. Masha'en Ken, the reason why we flee from COVID is not because we want to favor with people. On the contrary, we flee from COVID because we don't want to win favor from people. Through our avoider, you want me to win favor from people by not being oived. So where's the seichel in that? You want me to win favor in people's hearts? Ali they shall all you this Hashem. Ilo amaisi matoivim shiro leastir otam. And rak ila, ila. If the last is a song, but flamers, milchelvat kala, mi blishib ne adam yoda mihem. They are deeds that a person has to hide. And it's a very good thing. It's a very commendable thing. What are the deeds that a person should hide? Are the things that you can do without anybody knowing. There's many mitzvahs that a person can't do secretly on his own. You have a hard time davening on your own, but tefillah b'tzibul means you've got to be in a room with another 9 Jews. All there's a mitzvah of warning people not to do aveiras and helping them to do good. You know, stop learning Torah in a base midrash with your chavrusa or giving stalker because you're worried about tzvius. You're worried about finding favor. And then I have to keep them l'shem shemayim. There's an itzayin, as we saw earlier, that I want to keep them l'shem shemayim. I will stop doing them because I'm trying to win favor. Okay, I understand it. That's where the itzayin is. But those things you don't have a choice. And you have the kind of some jumps to mind. If people praise me for them, or you have those topic lolan, or people will honor me because of it, the lawyer says, that's a moidika chidish. A moidika chidish, what he just said. Oh, wow, that's earth shattering. I'm serving Hashem, l'shem shemayim. I'm learning Torah, I'm davening. Big tzaddik, not me, but I mean the person. He's a big tzaddik. And he's doing it l'shem shemayim. He has no kavani. He doesn't want kavod. He doesn't want honor. He doesn't want fame. It's a kulu l'shem shemayim. But he gets kavod for it. He walks through the room. The whole room stands up for him. He's not going to lose any reward because of that kavod that he's getting because he didn't have any kavod for that kavod when he did the mitzvahs. That's what all the Gedolim say, that the kavod a person gets in this world takes away from his olam haba. According to this, it's only when he wanted the kavod. He did the mitzvah because he wanted to get honor. He wanted to get kavod. He gave tzedakah because he wants people to put his name on a building or whatever. Not saying that's bad, but using it as an example, model. He gave tzedakah l'shem shemayim. I'll give his tzedakah. Hashem told me to give tzedakah. No one knows about it. You're tetov. But people found out and they started honoring because he's a big ball stalker. He doesn't lose any schar for that because he never did it for the honor. But he's getting honor. Yeah, but it's not getting the honor that's the problem. What was his kavana? It's a big kiddush there. Avada, person should flee from COVID. What kind of COVID? When you're looking for COVID. The year he told his rov, I can't remember it was the Chofetz Chaim, maybe it was okay. It says that someone who flees from COVID runs after him. He'll find COVID. If he runs away from COVID, he said, I've been running away from COVID my whole life, and COVID never came for me. He said, yeah, because you keep looking over your shoulder to see where the COVID coming. Means when you flee from COVID, you generally flee from COVID. So when the COVID comes, I don't want this. Nifla. It's a hard avoider, by the way. It's not an easy avoider to know exactly where your lishmo is, where the kovod is. You have to be really real with it. The famous Maisa economy, I think it was Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky. One of the other gedolim in America, I can't remember who it was. One of the great gedolim, the Slobodka gedolim that came to America. So they were about to walk into an Aguda conference meeting. And of course, as they walked in, everyone see they would stand up for them. So I can't remember who said what. I think the other Rav said to Rabbi Yaakov, let's go around the back and then we can sneak in and sit down before anybody notices and they don't stand up. So Rabbi Yaakov said to him, our wives are here. And our wives put up with a lot. You know, it's not easy being married to us. We never home. We was a da, 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 da. If we walk in, people stand up, it'll give our wives a lot of nachas. But let's walk in and let people stand up for us to give our wives nachas. You know, MSD, you have to be able to do that. I mean, Rabbi Yaakov was renowned for his MS. He was a legend in MS. Emes to give to be about that. I'm not looking for any covert. I'm even prepared to walk into a room and let people stand up for me. But I'm not looking for any covers. It'll be really, it's making my wife happy. That's all. And when you get to that level, then you can talk like this. I have no intention for covered at all. That's some darga, but that's somebody who's real. He's serving Hashem because he wants to serve Hashem because that's what he has to do. I get covered afterwards because it's all by Ashley. I never asked for the covered. I don't want the covered. There's nothing I can do with the covered. The Kvar Nehemah. You do something good and people know about it. Yeah. When I write livdok et taris kavanotcho, and you want to check out how the Shem Shemayim were you? Imi l'Shem Shemayim bilvad, also mubavos bo pnia to rechishes covered for tevach miyadado. This is a proper problem. You did something. You did a ma'asim tov. You did something good, and people know about it. Okay, couldn't help it. Check out where you're holding. How pure are your intentions? How l'shem shemaim are you, or is there also mixed into your l'shem shemaim a desire to acquire a bit of covered and praise from people? There's two ways to test yourself here. Aleph, the very atzmacha is a tzchah hincha makabel a kabel avu ma'isa zeh. Ask yourself what reward you're anticipating for this deed. Hincha makabel a kabel oto. And who do you want to give you the reward? How much reward? What reward do you want? And who's going to give it to you? Imit bara lecha shehincha makabel a kabel es a tzchah mielokim. Hareiz es simen shah ma'isa sholeh v'ein bo kol pagam. If all you want is what Hashem's going to give you, the reward that Hashem's going to give me, Zeman Yirutzeh, you have to be honest with yourself. Then you know that there's no problem. What you did was okay. Aval imitz barei lecha shehincha makabel kabel es ascha mimishu acher. If you notice while you're being honest with yourself that you really want the reward from something else, from someone else, simenu shamaisa enu sholem. So simen that the maisa is not sholem. And second of all, another mivchan. Ask yourself, if you would do the same thing, exactly the same deed, no change, the same. When you're completely alone, if you're completely alone, how would this deed that you just do look? If you can honestly admit to yourself, I would have done exactly the same thing in the same way with the same quality had I been alone. Then you did it, the Shem Shemayim, purely, 100%. But the Shtar Allah says, so od har b'parim, you'll continue to do it that way. You would have done it, but not with the same quality, when I say kavona, not with the same. Don't do it again. If you'll attack, you will come back, you'll answer the Yetzer like this, you'll break your Yetzer. Then you'll break your head, sorry, in this area that he's trying to get you not to serve people because you'll come to get the fame and you'll come to get appreciated. No. You'll never do that again. You'll do what you have to do because that's what you have to do. People find out about it, it's all by actually. I have to serve Hashem. And I'm serving Hashem, Hashem, Shemayim. I don't care what people think, don't what they not think. So that's a hard deal.
What did you say that one word was that you want a translation for?
Tviut. Right at the beginning.
Tviut.
Tviut. Tzadik, base. Yud, ayin, vov, tes. Tav. Right at the beginning of Dugma 4, like in the second line, 20 lines into it, 20 words into it, I mean.
Yeah, I don't know what Dugma 4 is over here. There's, it doesn't tell you number 4. Just say the word again for me. I can't hear you clearly. I don't know why. Tzviut. Why doesn't it? Why can't I see Tzviut?
Let me see if I can translate it here. Just
wait, is that in the Chovas Alavavas?
Yeah. In the Leif Tov. Sorry, ask.
Ah, there you go. I'm going nuts.
1 second. Hanifa, he's translating it as flattery. Okay, that's how he stopped. Sorry, I don't know why I just didn't look in the previous Tel Avivus. I was in the Leif Toiv. Chaynef. Chaynef is from Hanifa, it's flattery. Okay. I mean, that's the translation. I have to see exactly how it fits in here. But okay, I've got it. I don't know why I translate that as tefiut. I don't know why. We can't use the word Hanifa. It's a well-known word. Okay. Oh, very good. No, I don't know why I didn't. I'll just look it up there.
That's fine. At least you found it. But yeah, interesting.
Hypocrisy, also another word I just found here. Also another translation.
Yeah, there's hypocrisy here as well.
Is hypocrisy.
Sure. It's amazing how deep it goes, eh? It doesn't stop. It just doesn't stop. It just finds a different angle. If you could ever reach such a level, I mean, imagine doing something only for the sake of volume, and then there's still more. Like it, it's another story.
There's always another step. There's always another level. Because if he wants to overwhelm us with reward, with chesed. So there's big things to achieve.
Unbelievable.
But we have to work where we're working. We don't have to work in ideal. We have to work towards an ideal for sure, otherwise you're not going anywhere. But we know where we're holding and we work on our level, but it's nice to see these things. Well, the Kiddush that he just brought down now about the COVID. I didn't do this for COVID. I did this because I wanted to serve Hashem. Ah, you got COVID. So now you're dead. That's it. You just lost your Olam Haba. No, not lost my Olam Haba. I didn't do it for the COVID. And when the COVID comes, partly the COVID.
Yeah, that is a massive, massive one. Eh? From everything we've said before, you never thought you was going to say that.
No, how much interesting. Well, have a good foundation. Anyway. I don't know what's going to be next week. My problem is once it's Ben Azmanim, I don't have a schedule. I don't know where I'm going to be.
Let's leave it for Ben Azmanim. We're going to start again when Zman's not speak, because let's just do it like that.
No, I'm just saying 2 weeks before Pesach are crazy. I don't have a schedule. I don't know where I am.
When Zman starts, we start again. That's it.
If I feel like learning and I've got time on my own, I'll send you a message. And if you're around, you can learn. I'm just saying. But 100%. It's just you and me. So let's see how it goes. Let's leave it off in the meantime, and we'll come back with Zot Hashem strong afterwards.
All right, thank you very much. Have a good night, Rav.
You take care. All the best. Chakot v'sameach, Pesach chot v'sameach, a good Chodesh.
Amen. Amen to you too.
Take good care. A lot of nachas from the Kindlach.
Amen. Please, God. Thanks, Rav. Ciao.
Take care, my friend. Cool.